When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Do you ever wake up when you have anxiety and you feel sick to your stomach? You feel nauseous? And that feeling of anxiety and mixed with the nausea, it just makes things just so unbearable, so bad. And then you have to go to work or you have to go to school, and then you have this, not only the anxiety, but also the nausea that comes with it. And that's what I'm going to talk about in this episode, in episode 92 of the Mental Health Today Show, coming right up. And welcome back to the Mental Health Today Show. My name is John Cordray. I am a board-certified counselor, and I am so glad that you're here. The Mental Health Today Show is all about talking about mental health and encouraging and inspiring you to continue every day to work on your mental health. And that's what it takes. It takes a lot of effort, a lot of work, to just like anything, really, like growing a muscle, you have to work at it. And this show is all about what you can do to help you, to coach you, to inspire you, to give you hope. And today we're going to actually talk about the anxiety, nausea, and how, unfortunately, those two tend to go together quite often. And many years ago in my practice, I had a client talk about this very thing. And he said that every time he would wake up in the morning, he had a lot of anxiety, and he just felt sick to his stomach. And just the fact of having to move or get up just seemed to make things worse. And we were talking through kind of what was it that was causing him to feel sick to his stomach. And anxiety can cause a lot of intestinal gut issues. And I thought it would be really important to talk about that today, because I know so many thousands of you who have anxiety can relate to this. And maybe you have experienced this, or maybe you are experiencing nausea right now. And maybe you just want to learn some tips and some things that you can do to help with that nausea. That's great. And I hope this is very helpful for you. Feeling sick to your stomach from anxiety is such a common problem for so many people and of all ages. And this is one. I have a video on my YouTube channel talking about this, and there are over just thousands of comments on it. And they're from people of all ages, young kids to older adults. And so this affects so many people. It doesn't matter what age you are, if you're a man or a woman, whatever your gender is, it doesn't matter. If you have anxiety, you can and oftentimes do have nausea. So why, though? Why do you have anxiety and nausea together? Why is that come together as a package, a horrible package? Well, it has to do with the neurotransmitters in your brain. And I've talked about this a lot, that there is a connection between your brain and your gut. And the neurotransmitters are healthy, normal chemicals in your body that your brain needs, that your body needs to function. And the neurotransmitters, there are several of them that are long and cumbersome words that are kind of hard to say. So bear with me here. I want to tell you what the seven major neurotransmitters are, and some of these help with the transmission of the transmitters as well to your gut. The first one is acetylcholine and gamma-aminobutyric, histamine, glutamate, dopamine, neuroepinephrine. See, yeah, it's tough. Say that 10 times fast. And then serotonin. These all neurotransmitters play a major part in connecting and sending the transmissions to your body, to your gut. And they're connected. And whether you have anxiety that keeps you from going places, or it's that fight, flight, or freeze, it's a reaction in your body. It's a normal reaction, really, because you want to have a certain amount of stress and a certain amount of anxiety, because, or in a certain amount of fear, because it actually keeps you from getting harmed. But when it goes into overdrive and it's too much, it causes your body to react and go into overdrive and send the neurotransmitters into your gut, causing you then to become nauseous. And the anxiety, the intense anxiety can be triggered by so many different things. It could be trauma. It could be maybe you got in an automobile accident and you're afraid of getting into the car again, whether you're a driver or a passenger. You're afraid to get on. Maybe you lost a loved one and that anxiety is just so overwhelming and it keeps you up at night. Maybe it's you have a fear of going and talking to people, have social anxiety, and it's so bad that just the thought of going to work sends you into a tailspin. It creates a bad feeling in the pit of your stomach. You know what I'm talking about, right? It's like so often, and so many people have a fear of speaking in public. And people talk about having butterflies in their stomach. Well, that's a sign. That's a kind of a signal that your body is telling you that you're getting ready to do something that's scary. And so it's related that your gut and your brain and your mind are connected. They're interconnected with these neurotransmitters. And when you become anxious and your anxiety, like I said, goes into hyperdrive, you could also feel numb. And the fright, flight, or freeze mode. And it's your body telling you that something is not right. But when you're in that hyper sense of arousal, that the hyper stress, it can really do a number on your stomach. And if you have gastrointestinal problems that's caused by anxiety, things like constipation and diarrhea, indigestion, a loss of appetite, stomach cramps, feeling like you're going to throw up, irritable bowel syndrome, IBS, these are all common issues related to anxiety. And just them alone, if you don't have anxiety but you experience some of these gastrointestinal problems, it's horrible enough. But then add anxiety to it, it makes it 10 times worse. And for some people have this going on for years, and it just continues. And a lot of people will choose medication to help with their stomach, and you know, that's okay, that's fine. But the problem is with using medication, if it continues to going on every day and you're still taking medication, that can make things worse. That's not healthy. And so I try to help my clients work on their anxiety, because if they can work on their anxiety, it will actually help them feel better and maybe not as nauseous. And it's not a surefire thing. You have to try a lot of different things to help with your nausea. But there are things that you can do. And I want to encourage you to work on some of these things that I'm about to tell you, some strategies. And you're going to be tempted probably to not really think that some of these are going to be helpful. And maybe you have tried them before and they didn't help. But I want to challenge you to pick a few of these. And I'll put them in my show notes if you want to go back and look and see what I talk about. But I want to challenge you to work on these for 30 days. Pick one or two of these strategies. Do it for 30 days. Now, hopefully your feelings of nausea and that fear of throwing up, that won't last that long every single day. And if that goes away, that subsides, awesome. But keep trying these things for 30 days. It will help your anxiety regardless. And I want to motivate you, because when you don't feel well, the temptation is to give up and just kind of sit there and feel like you're just going to give up. And sometimes you do have to sit there. Sometimes when you're feeling nauseous and anxious, you do have to calm and sit quietly. But here are several tips that I want to help relieve your nausea and anxiety. I hope that you will pick a few of these. The first one is just deep breathing or meditational breathing. And a real quick, simple way to do this deep breathing, and you can do this deep breathing no matter where you're at. So if you're at work and you have coworkers near you, you don't have to be loud, or you don't have to, no one needs to know. If you're at school and you're sitting at your desk, nobody needs to know. This is very simple things that you can do that is quiet, and yet can, I believe, will really help calm your brain and help calm your mind and your body. So the deep breathing that's very popular is diaphragmatic breathing. I also call it smell the flowers, blow out the candles to kids when I teach them how to breathe. It's very simple. Even kids can do it. And so this type of breathing, you close your mouth, your lips, and then you inhale really as deep as you can through your nose. And then you hold your breath for 2 to 4 seconds. And then you blow out like you're blowing out candles. And you want to count as you're blowing out, count to yourself up, if you can, count this long, 8 seconds. Or just count to 8. So you close your mouth and inhale through your nose. You hold your breath. And then we'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week, we talk about the curious things that people do. This show is for you when you're in the mood for unscripted, lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and just a smattering of psychology and information you can use. I promise we will make your day pass a little faster and put a smile on your face. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like human. Please follow the link in the show notes.
Blow out. That wasn't for 8 counts, because I didn't want to do that for so long on air. You might wonder if something's going on. But do that 8 times. Do it 8 times in a row. And do it slowly, methodically, and do it in 8 times in a row, and it will calm your mind and your heart. The next one is, if you're feeling nauseous from your anxiety, is get some mint tea. Mint tea and take some sips and slow sips as you are wanting to help your nauseous, that nauseous feeling. Warm tea, I think, would help with your body. The third thing is just closing your eyes and listening to calming music. You know, I mentioned earlier, you may have to sit down somewhere maybe it's dark, and listen to calming music, something that's going to feel relaxing to you. You may want to go for a walk, a slow walk in the sunshine, and get that vitamin D. You know, that's something that's not really talked a whole lot about, is vitamin D insufficiency with anxiety and depression. But your body needs it, especially during the winter months. If you live in a climate that it's not real sunny, you're not getting a lot of the sun rays, the natural vitamin that you need. And that actually plays a huge role in how you feel mentally. So go and walk. If it's sunny out, go for a walk, or just sit in the sun and soak in that sun. Next, try eating some ginger. You know, ginger, peppermint, mint, those are natural remedies to help your nausea, feeling like you're sick. Even sucking on a peppermint would be helpful, or could be helpful if you're not allergic to it. Chewing mint-flavored gum could help, or any type of kind of a stronger mint, peppermint or gum would be helpful. Maybe if your anxiety is so bad and maybe you're panicking, talking to a friend might help calm you down. They don't have to have all the answers. You just need to be able to talk to them and process things with them. So just talking to somebody can really help you. Limit your caffeine and alcohol and consumption. So the last thing you want to do is consume a stimulant like caffeine or nicotine, even. Alcohol can be a depressant, but you want to try to eliminate some of these things, especially if you are feeling anxious and have nausea. So limit what you drink and eat. Don't eat a lot of fatty junk food. It's not helpful. Getting enough sleep. I mention this, I talk about this a lot. So many of you do not get enough sleep. And your body, your brain needs enough just shut down and recharge in order for it to function better the next day. A lot of you have what I call is a sleep debt. You miss an hour or two every night, and by the end of the week, you have missed, banked, or maybe another good word is a debt. You have a debt, and maybe it's 5 to 10 hours of sleep debt a week. That's huge, and that can really harm and hinder your body and how the anxiety affects your body, overall body, and your stomach. Another one could be yoga. Some of you like doing yoga. Some of you not so much. That's okay. But the one thing with yoga, it's the stretches and the kind of the mindfulness. You're focused on specific types of stretches, and that can be really beneficial for you. And so all these different techniques or strategies, there's a lot of them. You probably can come up with some. And in fact, I would encourage you, if you have tried and it works, different strategies, if you have anxiety and nausea, let me know. And I'll include that into the show notes, because we can learn and from each other. And what works for one person might work for someone else or not. But the idea is to work on your anxiety and work on that connection, the neurotransmitter connection, especially the serotonin and the dopamine. I talk about getting that dopamine hit Now, I'm not talking about drugs, but I am talking about the natural things that make you excited. And if you can do the more of that, if you can do more things that you enjoy, the more dopamine that you'll get. And that will help you overall with your anxiety. So there is a link, there is a connection between anxiety and nausea. And I know so many of you have this and struggle with this. Perhaps maybe you might be struggling with the nausea part for the first time. And you're wondering, is it just me? Did I eat something the night before that's causing my stomach to do this, to cramp up? You might have irritable bowel syndrome, and that is that then can cause a lot of other issues that you would want to talk to your doctor about. So the connection between the mind and the gut is huge. There is a link. The neurotransmitters play a part. They are natural hormones. But sometimes when our body reacts in a very threat from a threat, we react and it then puts things into hyper mode, and then it creates the feeling of sickness. And then there's a fear of actually throwing up. I had a client years ago. She was actually in high school at the time, and she struggled with just the thought of throwing up made her go into a panic. And so she couldn't even go to school because she would get to school and school was a source of trigger for her. And when it triggered, the anxiety triggered, then so did her nausea. And then the fear of throwing up in front of people became so big that it just prevented her from going to school. And we worked on various exposure techniques and various things that she can work on. And she did work through it, but it is horrible. When you believe you're going to throw up, and then you just know if you do, it's going to be in front of people and you're going to be completely embarrassed. And so there's the actual physical part of feeling nausea, but there's also the emotional part when you are afraid of actually throwing up. And then you have that's all mixed in with your anxiety. And a lot of times people choose not to go to work. They call in sick. They don't go to school. They stay home and it's miserable. And it just seems to last a long time. And then so often then people will resort to taking some type of medication or over the counter meds to help your stomach. And I mentioned this before, that's okay occasionally, but you don't want to take those all the time, every day, because that can make it even worse. And if it is severe, if it's very severe, then I want to encourage you to go to your doctor and talk about it, because it could be something very physical like IBS. Or if it's emotional because of your high anxiety, then I would encourage you to go to a therapist and find a therapist to talk about it. Don't keep it to yourself. And maybe you actually have been going to a therapist, but you haven't told your therapist yet that you have nausea with your anxiety because maybe you didn't think it actually was related. Make sure you tell them. Make sure you tell your therapist about your physical conditions, because a lot of times it is connected. And then your therapist then can help you work on your, let's say, your anxiety. And as you work on your anxiety and that lessens, you'll see that the nausea will lessen as well. And that's the hope. That's the encouragement that you don't have to feel this way forever. You can work on, there's a lot of things you can do to work on it naturally. And I just mentioned a bunch of them. But the point is, you're going to have to work on, work hard at it and try a lot of things. And remember, of the list that I gave you, I hope you have picked one or two things that you're going to try for 30 days. And again, I'm not going to list them all, but I will put them on my show notes, and that way you can go and check them out. Because just like anything, I harp on this so often, that if you don't work on your mental health, whether it's anxiety or depression or really any of the mental health issues, if you don't work on it and work on it as if it's a muscle and going to the gym, you're not going to get very far. But if you do work on them and work on your emotions and work on ways to calm, develop habits, healthy habits, you're going to get stronger. And the stronger you become, the less of an issue the depression and anxiety will become. And the more stronger you become, the healthier you become. And I know many people who have struggled with anxiety and depression or other mental health issues and have recovered and are healed and are living a wonderful lives. So you don't have to live this way forever. It is possible. So I hope you have heard that and realize that there is hope for you. But you have to work on it. I don't know anybody who struggled with anxiety and depression for years and woke up one day and it was magically gone. But the people that I do know who have beat it have worked hard on it. They listened to podcasts. They read books. They gone to therapy. They watch videos. They have signed up for courses that actually help them work on their anxiety and depression. So I think you understand that, right? You get it. And you're not going to develop a muscular body, or you're not going to lose weight if you don't work at it. And sometimes it's saying no to certain things, and sometimes it's saying yes to certain things. Sometimes it's developing healthy habits and putting it in your routine to work on it. But if you have anxiety and nausea, and it just feels like it's getting worse and worse, then you need to work on some of these tips, these strategies that I just listed out for you. And I hope that you will take action. Or maybe you're listening to this and nausea is not really an issue for you. Good for you. Glad to hear that. But maybe you know someone who does. And I would encourage you to share this episode with them. Or maybe you could just use some of the tips that I just mentioned, and you can help your friend or your family member who struggles with anxiety, nausea. And unfortunately, the two go together. They do. And it's very common, but not very talked. It's not as, that it's not talked about as much. So I hope this has been helpful. I hope this has been encouraging to you. And I appreciate you. Our time is coming to a close here. But if you have listened this far, I really appreciate you. And I hope you will work on these tips that I just mentioned. I hope that you have subscribed to my show. If you have not yet, go to your favorite podcast app and subscribe. And I would love for you to leave a review, a kind review, please. Hopefully it's kind. And just let other people know in their reviews. That's always very helpful for me. And if you want to reach out to me, I always appreciate that too. You can reach out to me on Twitter at John P. Cordray, or you can go to Facebook and type in Mental Health Today Show, and you can follow the page there, and you can reach out to me from there. There's lots of ways. And I'm actually working on my website as well, and I'm excited about it. It's coming along really nicely. I think you're going to really like it, and I will be sure to let you know when it's live. But I'm really excited about it, and I think it's going to help you tremendously as well. It's just a really nice addition to the show. So I hope this episode, episode 92 of the Mental Health Today Show, anxiety, nausea, and what causes it, I hope it's been helpful for you. I hope you will continue to work on you, what you need to do, make a plan, set a target, and go for it and work on it. Journal your feelings. Journal how things are going when you take this 30-day challenge that I set out for you. And keep track of it. That's going to help you. All right. Well, I will let you go. I appreciate you so much. And I appreciate the fact that you keep coming back to the show. You're the reason why I do the show. And so I appreciate that. I appreciate you. And I want you to work on you. Keep working on you. And until next time, take care of yourself. And God bless.
Saving money on exterior wall lights now at Menards. Find your style with Patriot Lighting. Exterior lights enhance the look of your home. Choose from over 50 options from Patriot Lighting. Now through May 19th, get $10 instant savings on a single qualifying purchase of $100 or more on in-stock outdoor wall lights. Check out our entire selection of outdoor lights and see the rest of our deals happening now on Menards.com. Save.